Well, I'm going to pick up where I left off, and we're going to keep on with our study on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we've been learning in this series on the Holy Spirit how to grow in maturity in Christ, how to become more like Christ. So tonight's fruit that we're looking at is the fruit of kindness, which is love's sympathy. And we've been looking at the scripture passage from Galatians, Galatians 5, 22 to 25. You want to read this with me? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Amen. So Paul tells us that what our Christian character should look like as we seek to be more like Christ. We're keeping in step and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. Amen. Paul captured the picture, a perfect picture, of what the Christian lifestyle and personality is to look like. And the fruit of the Spirit is what the Holy Spirit forms in us. A Christ-like personality. A Christ-like personality is what we're looking for, what we're striving for. So the Christian life is always a combination of the will of the individual in cooperation with the work of the Spirit of God in originating fruit in our lives. There's a combination of our will that has to be in agreement, in cooperation with the Holy Spirit for that fruit to mature in our lives. Amen? And so in this series, we've been looking at how the fruit of love, the first fruit, is the fruit of the Spirit, is the basic ingredient. Love is the basic ingredient in all the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the fruit we're looking at is singular, fruit of the Spirit, even though there are all these different characteristics within the fruit of the Spirit, but it's singular because it's like a bowl of fruit, if you will. But it's the very character of God, and love runs through every one of these characteristics because, you know why? Remember? Because God is love. And therefore, we find in every one of these characters, every one of these fruit of the Spirit is love. God is love, and the fruit of His Spirit is the very essence of who God is being formed in us as we live and walk in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Each fruit is but a different facet of God's love. And so today, we're looking at kindness. Kindness is love's sympathy. All right, so right away when I was thinking of an illustration for kindness, I thought of this time when I was at the doctor's office, at the pediatrician's office, and there were these two little girls there, and they were both toddlers. They were sisters, and mom was pregnant. And these little girls, they had to be, both of them, under 3 years old. And she was ready to have another. And I don't know, but I was assuming that. But anyway, these little girls had these little lollipops. And they were licking their lollipops. And one little girl, she was toddling around. The other one's sitting on the floor. And the one sitting on the floor dropped her lollipop. And, of course, she starts crying and so mom kind of gets up, picks it up, and throws it out. And she's upset, but, you know, a good mom wouldn't let her put that back in her mouth, right? I mean, I wouldn't know. So there's no five-second rule when you're dealing with the kids, right? No. But the neatest thing that I saw was that her little sister took her lollipop, walked over, sat down right in front of her, and they both started licking either side. Isn't that the sweetest thing? That's kindness. There was no complaining on her part. I don't think she even thought of it, thought, you know, this is mine, I want this, which you'd normally find little kids, you know, they'd be all possessive, they might not even think about doing something like that. But this little girl felt so much compassion and kindness for her little sister that she went and did that. And I just thought that was the perfect example of compassion and kindness. Amen? Now, we don't live in a very kind world, do we? No, our society is like dog-eat-dog, you know, battle of the wits kind of society. Everybody out for themselves. We're taught that. We're taught that, aren't we? You know, to stand up for yourself. You got to be tough, right? You look out for number one. Yeah, me, myself, and I heard that. Everyone's out for themselves, generally speaking. And kindness isn't really popular. It doesn't seem to be one of those characteristics that the world holds in high regard, does it? But then you can find these great places that are set up, like Justin's Place, you know, St. Matthew's House, Grace Place. These places that are set up to offer a little bit of kindness, a little help to people in need. But even those places come up against criticism from, you know, the general public. You know, why are we putting this much money into homeless people? And why are we doing that? And why are we giving them this room and this space in our city? And it just, it amazes me just what they come up against, these groups that are just trying to help, just trying to show a little kindness. People look at even the homelessness with great disdain and with judgment. And it hurts my heart. But there are a lot of people even out there too that just still have that Scrooge mentality. And they don't even realize it, I think, a lot of times. And rather than looking at poverty with kindness and compassion, all they see is judgment. But Jesus was a kind person. We could say that Jesus was kindness personified. Amen? And we're to be like Christ. Amen? In fact, we talk about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. All of that transformation is about becoming more like Christ, thinking more like him, seeing ourselves as he sees us. Being transformed into the likeness of Christ. And these institutions of mercy that exist today, hospitals, homeless shelters, children's homes, would probably not even be there if Jesus hadn't paved the way in his day with his character of kindness and then asked us to follow in his footsteps. Kindness is the first impression that we give to others that could introduce them to Christ. Have you ever thought of that? The first meeting you have with somebody could be the only time they ever encounter Christ. It's kind of weighty to think about it that way, isn't it? First impressions are very important. Some people say that they are everything. So if people are not seeing in us the kindness of Christ first, then we may not be giving them the right impression. Amen? If we don't give the impression, the right impression first, they may never look again. We may have lost that opportunity to show someone Christ. Kindness of God is a major theme in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if we are to be allowing the Holy Spirit to form his character of kindness in our lives, then let's look at what this character entails. Old Testament, Psalm 103. I'm going to start in verse 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Okay, here are all his benefits to us. You ready? He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our lives from the pit. He crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. There are a lot of benefits there in the kindness of God for us, aren't there? The loving kindness of God here is without question his initial presenting character. In his kindness towards us, he provides for our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual needs. He responds to us with grace first rather than judgment and doesn't treat us as we deserve to be treated. Isn't that awesome? Because I know how I deserve to be treated sometimes. And I'm thankful that he's kind. Amen? He removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. How far is that? Will the east and the west ever meet? No. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. That's pretty kind of him. Amen. In Titus, in the New Testament, Titus 3, verses 3 to 8, we read, "At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things that we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." Now that's kind of him. "This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone." So basically he's saying, because God has shown us such kindness through Jesus Christ, it's good for us and excellent for us to do the same for others. To be kind and good and loving and gracious. Amen? When God's kindness appeared, that's when we were offered salvation. He saved us as an act of mercy out of his great kindness. His kindness of character benefited us. Our kindness towards others is likewise for their benefit. Just think, if our first act towards everyone was one of kindness, how much further do you think that we would be able to spread the gospel message? God has and is continually pouring out on us his unfailing, his unconditional loving kindness through Jesus Christ and on a daily basis. So, in keeping in step with the Spirit, which is our passage for today, we're keeping in step with the Spirit, we are to be treating others as we have been treated by God, with sympathy, with compassion, and with generosity. Amen? In Matthew 9:36, we read how Jesus felt the pain of others. He was sympathetic to the pain of others. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus saw their emotional and their physical and their spiritual pain, all their neediness, and he had compassion on them and showed them kindness. We can care for others and try to understand what they feel, but not just for the sake of feeling their pain, but we can actually do something about it as well. We can reach out to them through an act of kindness to do something about their pain and suffering. Kindness is selfless. It is about someone else and how we can help them. It's not about us or what we can get out of it, although there will be reward. But that's not why we do it, right? It's selfless, and it's a fruit of the Spirit, the very character of Christ flowing through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our attitude and our actions reflecting Christ in the fruit of kindness. Love is patient, and love is kind. Love is kind. Here's a definition. Kindness is showing sympathy, concern, or understanding. Basically, sympathetic understanding. And some other meanings for kindness: grace, favor, service, charity, unselfish concern for others' welfare, altruism, compassion, generosity. Kindness is love's sympathy. Even when we can do nothing to help someone in need, we still can sympathize and understand them. We can pray for them. Simple sympathy is kindness. We can have a kind heart towards someone even if we don't say a word to them, or they don't even know that we know. They don't even know we're looking at them. We can have kindness towards them. But people do respond to kindness. The homeless, the hungry, the lost, the hurting, the heartbroken all seek relief from their pain, even if it's just in a smile or in a simple word of acknowledgement or a cup of cool water in Jesus' name. People are drawn to kindness personified. We can be that Christ for someone, even if it's just through a smile. Amen? How much does a smile cost you? Our fruit of kindness is developed in us by the work of the Spirit in our lives. And like Christ, we can let the fruit of kindness touch the lives and the hearts of others, treating them as we have been treated by God, with sympathy, compassion, and generosity. Amen? Now, we're not taught to be kind, right? We looked at that. Society doesn't really consider kindness as something absolutely necessary. It's maybe a nice thing that we could do once in a while if we have the time. But kindness is even often looked at as weakness. Have you experienced that? Yeah. And so we learn to cut off certain emotions that stem from our kindness. When we become careless and callous and unkind. And sometimes we become that way because we have to survive in the atmosphere we've grown up. In order to do so, we have to have tough skin, right? We have to put walls up around us. But Jesus can even break down those walls. He can renew a right spirit in us. Amen. We need to trust the Holy Spirit to create his character of kindness in us. Kindness is not weakness. It is an attitude of the heart expressed in our speech, our words, our tone, and in our actions. How would you like to be treated by others? Do you appreciate it when others are kind to you? Would you want to be judged on where you are right now in life or on what God is transforming you to be? Anybody? I don't think any of us want to be judged at all. Amen? Well, just as you would like to be treated, you are to treat others. We can let kindness always be our first response or our initial presenting attitude, just like Jesus would. Even if confronted with opposition, we can still show kindness. In fact, Proverbs 15:1 says, a kind word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So what's the wise thing to do in confrontational situations? Be kind. Even if others aren't kind to us, kindness is still the right response. Jesus wants us to love even when our enemies, even our enemies, he wants us to love. And Paul agrees with that. In Ephesians, Paul tells us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So we're called to love, be kind to one another, and forgive one another. So, okay, how are we to be kind? Now remember, the Christian life is always a combination of our will, the will of the individual, in cooperation with the work of the Spirit of God in originating fruit in our lives. So how are we to be kind? Well, the fruit of kindness, the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. So we need to allow the Spirit to make us kind. Amen? We can think about if someone's bad situation was reversed and if we were in their shoes, what would it be like? Put ourselves in their shoes, right? Not judging, just loving. We can humbly help those who are in need, remembering that you may be the only Christ they ever see. And we can listen to someone's problems, simply listening, sympathizing with them, understanding their situation, empathizing. We can ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom on how to help them or how to respond, if we even need to respond. But you know that sometimes people just need to be heard? Do you ever sometimes just need to talk and just need somebody to listen? Don't necessarily even need a response. Just like, somebody listen to me. Sometimes the greatest kindness we can show is just a listening ear, just our presence. Amen. Pray for them that they would come to know how much God loves them. And a lot of people out there are in hurting situations because they just don't know that God loves them. And maybe if we show them that love, they might get an aha. Maybe I am worthy. Maybe I don't need to be so angry and mean or unlovely. Maybe I want to look for where that love is coming from. And we might be the only ones that show them a taste of that. Be like Jesus. Let's be kind and considerate. Amen? Let's help one another. Let's care about one another. Jesus is kind and sympathizes with us. Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus can sympathize with us because he's been tempted in every way that we have, yet he didn't sin. But he knows how we struggle and he has compassion for us. He sympathizes with what we go through. And likewise, we should be kind to others. We don't know what somebody's been through in their life. We don't know why they've ended up in the situation they're in. We might see their outward appearance, but God sees their heart. We should not be judging by their outward appearance, because we're not called to that. We're called to what? To love. And I think that's a lot easier. So let's remember Psalm 103. We read it earlier. With all my heart, I will praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives my sins. He heals me when I'm sick, and he protects me from death. His kindness and his love are a crown on my head. They are a blessing and a reward. So let's be like Jesus. Amen? Let's walk in step with the Holy Spirit and allow him to produce his fruit of kindness in us. Let's agree with him that he do that for us, that we want that. We want to be Christ for the world, even if it's just a smile. It might cost you some time. It might even cost you some money. Who knows what the Holy Spirit will call you to, but are you willing to pay the cost of kindness? How much did Jesus pay to be kind to us? Let's be like Christ. By his grace, let's love people by being kind, sympathetic, and understanding towards them as our initial response, rather than judging by outward appearance. Will you pray with me tonight that the beauty, the kindness of Christ would be seen in us, would be seen in me today? Would you agree with me on that tonight? Amen.